This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Douglas is a writer, and for several years, the muscles in his eyes have been getting weaker due to a congenital problem. He now has double vision. When he reads, he needs to cover one eye so that the page is in focus. This gives him serious headaches. His ophthalmologist told him he needs surgery on the muscles in his eye, but it will cost him around $12,000. Jennifer needs a colonoscopy because of some new rectal bleeding. The procedure will cost her about $1,200. In both cases, they've opted to place their medical workup on the back seat because of the cost. Both told me they know people who've ended up with such large medical bills that it wreaked havoc in their life. In fact, 25% of Americans say they or a family member has put off treatment for a serious medical condition simply because of the cost. And that number jumps to well over 50% when you include people who opt not to take important prescription drugs because of the cost. I have patients who cut drugs in half or take drugs every other day just to make the prescription last longer. These cost-driven procrastinations in medical treatment are at the highest rates that they've been in several decades. So neither Jennifer or Douglas wants to take the next step in their medical care. And as their doctor, it's unclear to me how hard I should push. From my perspective, in both cases, there is a great medical need. In the first case, the eye problem is likely to get worse, and as it becomes worse, it will be more difficult to fix. For Jennifer, the bleeding could be a sign of cancer or another serious illness. I have told them both my thoughts and offered my strong recommendations. Ironically, it turns out that they both have health insurance. In Jennifer's case, her work-based insurance has a deductible of $2,500 before the insurance kicks in. Douglas has Obama-type health insurance with a deductible of $8,000. The actual deductibles that have to be met before insurance begins to pay for medical care has increased 162% in the past 10 years. That is far more than wages have increased. Of course, I don't walk in Douglas or Jennifer's shoes, and I don't know their values. I have no idea what other financial commitments they have or the size of their savings. I do know that less than 40% of Americans have savings large enough to handle even a $1,000 emergency. How they approach their medical decisions is certainly their choice. But Americans shouldn't have to make these dramatic decisions when their health is at stake. Overall, Americans already spend twice what any other developed nation spends on health care, and we certainly are not any healthier because of all that spending. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.